from New York City, talking about last night's debate. ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Pat, good morning. It was certainly easier on the ears, wasn't it?
Yes,
than the first go-around.
Very much so.
No less sharp, I think, in terms of attacks and some personal barbs and a real sense of the sharp, sharp differences between these two candidates in terms of their overall approach and their overall vision for where the country is. You heard President Trump say the virus is going away. He struck an optimistic tone on the pandemic, saying that, you know, we're turning the corner. But Joe Biden noted the increase in 32 states. So the numbers on COVID are not good right now. And he said it's going to be a dark winter. And he, meaning the president, has no plan. And he said anybody with 220,000 deaths on his hands does not deserve a second term.
And one of the things that came up certainly after, during, and after the debate last night, Aaron, was the lack of some sort of a fact check. This is not a new criticism of the debates, but it came up again last night.
Well, there were certainly a number of falsehoods, stretches of truth, the moderator, Kristen Welker, occasionally chimed in, but you know they're not going to fact check in real time.
Yeah.
And I think that the candidates tried to call out one another. You know, and Joe Biden, in particular, was on several occasions, I think, tried to set the record straight from some of what the president was saying, especially when the president came in with an agenda to paint Biden as corrupt, and he used Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and some of his business activities, and Joe Biden said, you know, kind of turned it around and said, I haven't taken a dime of foreign money. Here's 22 years of tax returns that I've released, so you can look for yourself. And by the way, the president hasn't released any. What are you hiding? And so Biden tried to use that, you know, obvious line of attack coming into the debate to his advantage.
There was some criticism of the former vice president last night, Aaron, that there were occasions in which he took a step and a half to finish up an answer or seemed to stammer through a bit. Any reaction to that?
Geez, I don't know. I thought he was pretty fluid. He's older, and he's certainly lost a step on his fastball, maybe. But President Trump has spent months portraying him as this, you know, senile, incompetent pile of goo, and clearly he crosses that bar. I thought the turns he did put the president on the defensive. On coronavirus, on healthcare, on this issue of foreign entanglements, this was probably the president's best debate simply because he stood there and answered the questions. But Joe Biden's been getting some fairly high marks for being feisty and for landing some of the lines that he tried to land in the first debate, but couldn't be over all the crosstalk.
And high marks really from both sides on Kristen Welker's performance as a moderator, that she did a pretty good job of keeping things in line and keeping the candidates on point and on time.
She faced some ugly, unfair attacks on her character, on her family ahead of the debate, and I think she proved that she had the stamina, the intelligence, and the wherewithal to moderate a successful debate. Of course, the mute button probably helped a little bit, as did the president's discipline. After the first debate, his aides understood how he was portrayed and how he was seen after that performance, so they urged him to approach this one differently. So I think that made a difference, too.
And that's it. That's the last one before a week from Tuesday's vote. It is going to be very interesting to see what happens over the course of the next week and a half.
Oh, no question. You know, and that's the thing, Pat, is 50 million Americans have already voted. The perceptions of the two candidates seem to be fairly well established.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to see how anything in this one debate changes the trajectory. President Trump pressed what many consider to be my dog, very excited about the debate. The president pressed what many consider to be his most effective line of attack against Joe Biden, calling him a 47-year career politician. And yet that hasn't been the line of attack the president has used. He's been all over the place. And last night calling him, you know, the socialist. And at one point, Joe Biden said, Mr. President, you must be confused. You're running against Joe Biden. I beat all these other people, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, because he said I disagreed with them. So Biden was effective in turning aside maybe one line of attack. But that career politician entrenched thing harkens back to the way the president was successful against Hillary Clinton in 2016. But with only 11 days to go, you know, is it too little too late?
Great wrap up, Aaron Katursky. What's your pup's name?
It's Bowie. He's a very cute, very feisty little pup.
Tell Bowie he's welcome on my show anytime.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. That is Aaron Katursky, ABC News correspondent in New York. And the coronavirus does make things more interesting in all kinds of businesses.